didn't have a chance to get to in Sifcom Club Dalit in Simon Kufsadi Bog. The case in the Machaber was where she made a mistake in her account, and she went to Mikvin. She had, well, she was with her husband, so she has to do Shesh Ona Shlemis, and then count one day that's Naki the Titbol. We didn't point out, but the Rambam, we paskin, you need Shesh Ona Shlemis, that you need 72 hours. The Rambam doesn't paskin that way. I just want you to know the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perikei Halachi Yadal Finichoshar Avas Atumas. He says all you need is 36 hours. We don't paskin like that Rambam. We should know that Rambam. Okay? Chaber doesn't hold like that. The Rishonim argue. But in this case, she counts one day. She has to do Sheshon HaShlemus because she's with her husband. And then she counts one day. Naki and the Titbol, and then she go to Mikveh. However, if there was stira lachar shiva, meaning she didn't go to the mikveh kiroi, there was a chatzitza or something, or wasn't our boy saw, and then she was with her husband, then she's tovelis b'choleis. So, in Sifkot and Chavdal, the Shach quotes the Beis Yosef b'shem the Rosh that pleitas shichva zera b'yom shvi is not soser, meaning she made a mistake and she went to mikveh lel shvi. But she wasn't with her husband, Lel Shvi. She was only with her husband in the daytime, Yom Shvi. So in that case, she would not need to wait Sheish Onos Machos Plate to Shifa Zera. She could just rather be told, we'll take it immediately on Lel Shmini. Why? So this is what I want to bring out, because it mixes a Yom Kikulo. Okay? And therefore, since she was with her husband in the daytime, but it was Kishahera Yom, we know that there's a din of mixes a Yom Kikulo. We learned it. And she's Tahora Labala, and even if she's afterwards Polit Shechvazer B'Yom HaShvi, it doesn't make a difference. It's not Soser, because the din is that Mixes HaYom Kekula. So, it's interesting, the Shach here points out that this Rosh that the Beis Yosef quotes, is it identical to the Smach or not? That's what he's not sure in the Shach here, whether it's identical or not, because it could be that the smock is talking about a situation that only after completely the 7 days were completed, Lamaisa, then it's not a stira. But Yom HaShvi Gufa would be a stira, which would be against the rush, meaning that the smock would basically saying that you would not say Mixes Yom Kikulo. That's what he's not sure of. But Lamaisa Pashas we do hold. And if you look in the Tefiras Tzvi in Sifkon Tetzayin, he says, the din is like the Beis Yosef, so says the Makor Chayim, that Dafka, when she's Tovel Lel Shvi, and she has beer with her husband that night, then you have to wait Shosh Yonos and count Yom Echad Naki. But if she's Tovel Lel Shvi and is not with her husband until the Yom, then Plate the Shech Vazer is not so to Yom Shvi, because we say next Yom Kekula, and therefore that's fine. So I wanted to just begin with that Shach, because that really points a question that we didn't get a chance to talk about, and that is this notion of plate the shifa zera in a situation that we know that we learned on Daf Samach Zayin that if you have a zava that is with her husband, because we say mixtion kakuli needs shiva nikim in atira, she's with her husband on Yom Shvi, but what happens if she's polite shifa zera after they're together on Yom Shvi? It should be so srakol according to the chum machlekes chum and Rabbi Yosi we had. So why is that not a problem? There's no concern of that at all. So why is that not a problem? So I just wanted to point out that Lamaisa, the Rosh in the fourth parak in Siman Aleph quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the whole din of Plata Shechva Zera in that case where it'll be Soser will be a case if it comes from a Zav. And since Baruch Hashem, Leonard, most men are not Zavs, they're a Balkari. Anyone, a man that, you know, emits Shechva Zera is a Balkari, but it's not a Zav, so will not be Mafsik, the requirement, because a Zav, you know, require Shiva Nikim too. And this did a plate, the Shiva Zer is only by a man that's a Zav. And therefore, since this meant most men are not Zav in Baruch Hashem, therefore that wouldn't be a problem. So we're not worried about them being together and her being Polish Shiva Zer and then being social the whole thing, because the guy's not a Zav. So that's the Rosh that the Rabbeinu Tam, that the Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. Then the Rosh continues, and he quotes a Ravid, who says an amazing thing as well, and that is that Poleta Shechvezer is only for Taras, but it's not for Heta Labayla. A Ravid Zal Kosov, Bechuva, Shalom Amr Poleta Shechvezer, Soseris, Ala Taras Bilvan of Alabale to Soseris, which is amazing, Kiddush. And that, you know, goes well. We put out that there is Eliyahu b'shem the Gom, but Dam L'Dam means Isser v'Heter, doesn't mean Taras. Unlike that Yushalmi that we seem to say, or what that meant, or what, I don't know if it's against the Yushalmi, but remember we said the Yushalmi might be the basis of why Nid is not in there, because it said Rak L'Tumah. We said Tumah might be like Lav Dafka, though, maybe it means like Isser. But the Ravid here is a phenomenal Chiddush, and that's the Ravid. And then the Rush continues, and has his own shot. The Rush continues, and he says, the Li Nira, an amazing thing, the Nira Li, rather, Shana Raya, Poletish, Inotzeres, Yom Akron, the Vadedam, Zib, Zav, Bizava, the Zib, Bizav, Shesosu, Kolominion, Sosu, Ad Erev, Yom Shvi, Ava Poletish, Lira, Inotzeres, El Yom Mecha, in Poltach, Shesofra, Mixes, Yom Shuv, Inotzeres, Dikr, Stiris, Shepazer, Hubishum, Dol Mikrin, Nikin. It's a very interesting Lashon. They came to suffer mixi yom the tara labalik far shomo and akim shuven shechvazer soseris. Kain zav nami shiroa kere b'shvi. So basically, what the Rosh wants to say, skipping a few lines, is if I say achilut yesh ben zov the kere shezov soser b'yom shvi aval kere and soser b'yom shvi. So basically, what the Rosh wants to say is a third approach, which is the pashup shot is what the Beis Yosef we quoted here with the Rosh and the Shach, is that if they're together a zava with her husband. So, it what it does is that the svara being is that it's not, it might not be naki lamaisa, but it's not considered to be tame. So therefore, halach lamaisa, in a case where you have mixed yom kakulo, you already have invoked it, and therefore you're done. As long as it's not tame, it's considered to be a completion of the day. So the lumness of the Rush would be, is that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be when she's poleta shechvezera by the zava. If you said mixiyom kakulo, it's not considered to be naki, but at the same time, it's not tame. But in this situation where it was mixiyom kakulo, it's already naki. You follow me? And you've accomplished it. So that's the chiddush of the Rosh. And the truth of the matter is that this Gemara, this is really a Gemara, and the Gemara is a Shailan Chav Beis. Gemara's a shaylan chav beis manaf that a zav that sees a balkeri, what's the din of a zav in the middle? He has to, a man has to have shuv nikim in a tayra if he has a balkeri in the middle from regular shichvazera. So that's a gemara chav beis manaf. The gemara on lamed gimel amid beis has a shayla, which we discussed before, which leaves it really as an ibayd lo ifshuta. The Gemara has a shayla boyra merchama the bottom of Lamigil Nav poleta shechvezera mao shetistor beziba. Right, so the Gemara here in Lamigil Nav leaves this in the Bible with ifshuta, but later on in Menbeza Mad Aleph, the Gemara paskins that poleta shechvezera is considered to be tomei, and Rava was chozer bol from his opinion lamaisa and Lamigil, and he paskins that it's considered to be tomei, so it cancels the day of the ziba count. It cancels the ziva of that day, but doesn't sosa the whole thing. So that's lamaisa, what I wanted to bring out here. But it's interesting, men of the Rishonim ask, the Gemara is basically saying that only a ziva discharge interrupts a ziva count. But the Gemara later on Lamed Zayin Amad Alf, is clear that from a Yoledis, that blood that comes from your lettuce also interrupts a woman's Ziva's count. So Tosis, the Rosh, and the Ramban answer that the Gemara only means to exclude those tumas that are not like Tumas Ziva, which requires, you know, what's Tumas Ziva, what's unique about Tumas Ziva, requires seven Yimei Nikim, and it generates Tumah of Mishkev and Moshe. So Tumah caused by childbirth flow shares those stringencies, so that's not excluded. So Lomaisa, that's not excluded at all. Okay. And the Rambam, we should just point out in Perek Vav, Halacha Tet Zayin, also holds like the Rosh, and Lomaisa requires, would say that you require to count an additional day before they're able to be with the husband in such a case. So that Lomaisa is the Chiddush Lomaisa. We said the Ravid already, but the Ravid says only the Gabi Taurus and not the Gabi Het to the Bible. So that's a tremendous Chiddush. We should know these different Gemaras. The Gemara called Beis, who says the din of Azav with the Balkari. The Gemara in Lamed Gimel has the Shaila of a woman, Zava, that is Pelechik, where it leaves the Bible. Interesting, but the Gemara in Beis, Paskins. And then the Kasha from Lamed Zion about the Yoledis. So we should know all those Gemaras. But that's what I wanted to bring out. That you see, we talked about Mesim Kukulu and Lomdis earlier in the summer. This comes out, the Shaka I wanted to say, comes out Ladina, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay. That's the first Mahalach I wanted to mention. Okay, now let's get to the Sifim inside, then we got to go on with Tefila as well. I wanted to just point out here that in the beginning of the Siman, right, in Sif Aleph, we talked about yesterday about the dinim of Moch Tochuk and Hefsek Tara. So I want to get to now in Siv Beis. In Siv Beis, he just points out the Machaber, if you see it, only have Yiriya one day, and Paskabo B'yom, so you need to do a Moch Tochuk in places there have been Hashmoshes. So here I want to point out the Ramah. Ramah says, Bidi Evid, if she checks herself, Samuch L'Bein Hashmoshes, not a Moch Tochuk, that's enough, even though she didn't do a Moch Tochuk. However, the deacon chakras would not work because she only had a Riyya one day. So I want to get that, Lamaisa. When is a Bidikan chakras for a Hefsek Tara going to be okay? When it was a few days of a Riyya. But if it's a Riyya of one day, both the Shach and Taz are Masbir, that will not be enough of Bidikan in the morning. Okay? That's what I want to bring out of the Shach is Masbir, because if her mind is Fasuach, and if you do it in the morning, it's not enough. That's what the Shach is Masbir in Sifkot and Vav. So a Riyya of a Kesem, or whether it's in the Shvir, in the beginning of Shvir Nukim, whether it's in the middle, you can be Maker with the Bidik of Chakras. Okay? Even if she only saw the Kesem one day, because her mind is not Pasuach. But in the case of Riyya, there's only one day, the Ramaz Kula Bidik of Chakras says will not work. That's only if it's over a few number of days, then you will say Bidik of Chakras will be okay. Alright? So that's the Sif Aleph is where it's okay, where it was a Riyya over a certain amount of days, and Sif Beis, where it's a Riyya of one day, will not be good. Okay. Let's get to in Sif Gimel. In Sif Gimel, we find that she's supposed to what? Check and wear a white. So I want to just point out, she's supposed to wear white and put the sheets on, and we'll get back to that. But a woman, even though a woman is able to wear colored garments to save herself from ksavim v'yemei tahara, but during Shiva Nikim she must wear levanim, and so that it should be nicker. And it's not an iku if she wore tzivonim, but if she's poshival, love should be begonim, roi lekansa. It's roi to find her, says the Chachmas Odom, in Klal Kuvyat Zayin Sif Ches. Okay. Also, we should point out the Ramah and Sif Gimel talks about doing the Rechitza, we said. What happens if you don't have water around? What happens if you don't have water around? So the Chachmas Odom says she could use urine when she has no water, or even spit from her mouth. That's what he says at Kufi Yud Zayin Sif Ches. And the Bir Mayim Chayim in Sif Hei points out, but yeah, if she didn't do it, it's enough that she's bought Ke'etze Heite V'Oso Makom, the Chorim of Stokim, Menims is Nekim Yidam et Sagi Bekach. So that's what I wanted to point out here in Sif Gimel.
Shouldn't we advise a woman on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av to do one of those other
things? No, I think as we just minimize the water we said yesterday was fine.
That's a Machoket then.
No, we say it was a minimize. You minimize the water. We're talking about the situation where you have no water at all.
Right, so I'm saying the Mishnah Berurah, who paskin that you should minimize the amount of water usage, on Tisha B'Av, seemingly he's arguing with his Chochmat Adam.
No, the Chochmat Adam where you have no water at all. You have no water at all, so you got to use something. In a case where you have water, you're able to use some water. You minimize, not a machlekes. Yeah, it's not a machlekes. Okay, in Sif Dalid, we went through the dinim of chakras, trying to do it two times, and we said the smog towards the end of the smog, the chachili should do it two times. And he held even B'dyavid was makiv the Torah and the Shem Smag, but the Sidre Torah said L'chachili is supposed to do it twice every day B'dyavid, once a day is fine. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, in Sif, in the end of Sif Dalid, he points out that the Ramah says the B'dika should be L'or Hayom, L'or L'or Anir. B'dyavid it works L'or Anir, so. You should try to do it l'maisa, l'or hayom, as we said, in the daytime, lo l'or anir. And halacha l'maisa, l'chachila, the Sidre Torah says, the b'dika v'shivinikim l'chachila should be l'or hayom, lo l'or anir. But if it happens, a situation that there's a kesem, b'zman that she's b'cheskes tarah, lo chmiru b'zeh, you can even check the kesem, you can even check the kesem af l'or anir. Okay? All right, also in Sif Hay, we should just point out the din is that if she checks herself on the day that she was Pascha Meliros, that she stopped seeing, she usually stops seeing, she saw herself Tameya, then she checks herself 3 or 4 days later, she finds her Tahora, we assume she's Becheskes Tumah until she's Mafsik Petara. That's an important din. And the Shach and Sif Kut and Tess, you know, points out, for sure, she found herself Tomei, and she's Becheskes Tumah until she does a Hefsek Tara, but who would deny, even if she didn't check herself, Yom Shepaskum Leros? She's not Becheskes, even though she's not Becheskes Tumah, for sure, we assume she is always until she's Becheskes Tara. Okay, and a few more Ha'aras and the Sifim, and then we got to continue upon the this Mahalath. In Sif Vav, he points out, anytime you do a bedika, it's got to be the Beged Pishtim. So, Lavan Yashin. So I want to point out an interesting diuk here. First of all, the Sidre Torah says, B'shem Nagosh Aridura, that if she uses her fingers, it's a nothing. Okay? You have to use a Beged. You have to use a Beged. She, not only are they making a mistake, they're Nidus L'chol Dover. It's very strong about that. Okay? The Sidre Torah and Sifkot and Chav Beis quotes the B'shem Agosh Aridur. That's the first Nakuda. Second Nakuda is, you notice he says, Srich Lios to Machabra, the Beged, Pishnan, Lavan, Yashin, Obit Semer Geffen. Semer Geffen itself means cotton. But what about a Beged that's cotton? So he didn't say that that's okay. Okay? So that's what I want to point out. The Sidre Torah points out you cannot allow to use a Bedika with a beged that's asui mitzemer geffen. That's what he points out. And the chachila, you should use pishnan yashin. Chodosh is going to scratch. B'dyavid, it's not makev, but if it does cause you problems, it's going to be tmeyed. That's what the Darkei Tshuva points out. Sifkot nukhez v'shem l'shari tohar. That if you use a new one and it causes scratches, you got a problem. It's going to make you tmeyed. You can't be told automatically that it came because of the pishnan chodosh. So that's I wanted to point that out in this Nakuda. Okay, also, it's just interesting. We've mentioned Chorim and Stokin, and he says all the B'dikas should be Chorim and Stokin, but there's a little bit, he says you have to do more. And he says that the Machaber says, Lefachot, Hefsek Tara, and Yom Rishon should be a little bit further. Ad Makom Shamash Dash. Not just Chorim and Stokin, the Machaber writes. So, the Sidre Torah points out it's definitely good b'dyavid if it didn't reach that. It's definitely good b'dyavid if it didn't reach it. But l'maisa, the Ramah writes, if you don't do it in B'dikas Yom Rishon, you should do it one time at Shemesh Dak one of the other days. B'dyavid, if you didn't do it at all, and she just did Chorim and Stokim the whole time, even though you didn't get the Mokum Dash, Sagila, it's enough. It's B'dievet, it's good. But we should just note that we have to know the details of the Mechaber, that he does write at least Hefsek Tahara. I guess if it's going to cause a problem or not, but the Mechaber among him also came to B'dikas Yom Rishon. He says at least to try to do it. So is that, I don't know if that's the Minhag L'maaseh, but this is what the Mechaber says. At least you try to have Sakara in one and the first day. The Muslims, if you didn't do it one day, do it the other days. But B'dyavid, it's certainly good. Halach L'maaseh. Okay, let's just finish up. In Siv Zion, he says, a Suma, God forbid, a blind woman should check herself and show her to her friend. In Siv Ches, a Cherish, that's Shomas, in the Medeiros, we're just saying Shomas is like a Pikeach, but if she cannot hear and cannot speak, or a Shoita, then she have to, you have to check in order for them to do a teres labaalein. I thought it was Meduyuk, the Beis Yosef. Remember, we said about Onus Beinus, says it beferisher. If they have a vasis, they're like any other woman. Lohukbalen, choshim yishloshim yom, yishloshim yom. Ubokanade pichas. So he says beferish, Onus Beinus, yishloshim yom, which is what he said in the Beis Yosef. And then in Siftes, the woman is Marba, Livdok, Beinu Mesfirasa. It's hard. Bein yom mishulol rasim. It's hard. Zim shubakas. Even though she has a vesis kavua. Okay. Then let's get the sif yud, and then Yoni will get to your question. And then we'll continue. In sif yud, it says the shiva nikki must be ritzufim. The Gemara has that beferish and lamed zayin and aleph. It says echad echad. The sidur taris is lo acher acher. Right. That's the Gemara's drasha of acher titar, and. This is a chiddush l'maisa, that it must be completely what, no dam the whole time. And then the Ramah says a stunning chiddush from the Torah of Isaac Kotzer, and he says that the first 3 days you may svira, if you find a kesem, we're not told to be mekel like other ksamim. The first 3 days have to completely naki lagamri, mamish lagamri. Okay, mamish lagamri. Now, the Chassam Sofer looks for a marker for this remark. I can't find it. However, the Gaon says it's a Mishnah in Zavim. The Gaon says it's a Mishnah in Zavim. And he says that it's in Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis. The Gaon is mitzayin that. So it's a tremendous tremendous chumrah. And as Jeremy pointed out yesterday, the Lashon of the Ramah is a little bit very difficult. Because if you notice, he says, V'davka kesem shu yosem migris va'od. What do you mean yosem migris va'od? The Ashulchan picks up on it too. It's a difficult lashon because gris va'od is is a problem no matter what. And also it's usually not va'od; it's koshu, a mashu. He's bothered by that lashon as well. So the bottom line is that we should know. We'll get back to about how we paskin on this, but the Ramah writes, if it's less than a gris, then you can assume it's a louse, and even in the first 3 days. And the Ramah says that if you have a maka yadua, that blood is coming out, you can be totally the more than a gris within the first three days. But if you have a maka that's not yadua, then lamaisa, you cannot be makel. If not yadua, blood's coming out, it cannot be makel within the first 3 days. So, first of all, let's point out that the Chuvas Chemda Shlomo was asked a question about Kesem al Davar Shinim Makabel Tuma and Simin Chof, and he says he could be make even talk Shloshim Yom. Because the Davar Shinim Makabel Tuma was not the father of Zerif Ksamim, this is Chuva quotes as a Sifkat Yud base. Plus the fact, in Sifkat Yud Gimel, the Pische Chuva points out, if there's a lot of bugs, and there's nowhere else to sleep, unless the Makam of the bugs, we're told to be makel even in the first 3 days. Even in the first 3 days, Pisrei Tshuva points out. What about Big Ditzivoinim? So the Pisrei Tshuva, Tzivkon Chav Beis, and Sima Kufzari, you remember we said, Ein Lahakel in the Big Ditzivoinim on the first 3 days. So we'll get back to that about a Paskim, but we should just note that we mentioned that in Kufzari when we were doing Kufzari. So we'll get back to today, we netter. Whether how we paskin on that issue of the first 3 days, halacha l'maisa or not, but it's not so pasha l'maisa. The first 3 days, Pesachei Tshuva says ain lahakel ain latar kesem b'ditzivoinim. The Shari Deya says you can be mekel halacha l'maisa the first 3 days of b'ditzivoinim, and the Tshuva's Bris Yaakov Siman Ches says a woman b'leil tefilasa finds a kesem. he was matr lilbo shvikti tzivonim l'chakiva. She usually finds a kesem after she comes to mikveh. He says to her big tzivonim. So we have a lot of shitas that say allow it halach l'maisa to wear a big tzivonim even during the 3 days. But it's a question halach l'maisa. So the shach here I want to bring out here in Sifkat Yud Gimel points out that the Ramah and the Dar Getshuva says we're not told Maka Tokshlo Shinyom unless we know for sure that there's blood coming out of it. That's what he quotes from the Mordechai. So the Rashak says the Ramah Sarachim, Adarabah, from the Mordechai, even if the Maka is Yadua Bebeir, that blood's coming out, you're not toiling. He says you look in the Mordechai. Va'odi says, we say that she has to know Bavados, she has to know for sure. So he says the first 3 days are needed in Lumdus to establish a Cheskes Tahara. And therefore, since you don't know for sure that the blood has stopped, he says, then we're not Toyla, even by a Makkah, Shavadai Motzi Adam. And he says that Lamaisa, he argues on the Ramon, he says the first 3 days of Shiva Nakim, you're never Toyla the Makkah, even if you know for sure blood is coming out of the Makkah. He says, however, a woman that has boils all over, Mukashrin Mamish, and it's Mukashrin Mamish. So then he says, Ayideze, you know, that's all over the Sadinim, the Chaluk. He says, there you could be Mekel, even within the first 3 days. Himlokane, how could she ever count Shivin Akim? Kol Inin Mufia Inin Ashkin, says the Shach. So, but these argues on that Ramah, that's what I want you to bring out. And the Taz in Sifkon Dalit is Matzdik the Ramah. He argues on the Shach. And he says, Amaka, that's Motzi Adam, you can be Mekel, even talk Shloshi Yimei Rishonim. And the Torah Shlomim, Sifkon Nidal, also holds like the Ramah and the Taz, because Biksomim Shomim Lahakel. And the Beis Lechem Yehudin Sifkon Dalit is like the Ramah against the Shach, and the Chumas Ponim Iris, and the Sefer Crazy Place and Mekel like the Ramah. So Lamaisa, it's interesting, all the money that could only have fun go with the Ramah and the Taz against the Shach, and they have this Kula of Makkah. But the Makor Chaim says, interesting. So he points out maybe not that way. It's interesting, the interesting Torah Shlom Sifkat Yud Gimel, that a woman that has scabs all over, or she's a sekes fixamim, or whatever, she paints or things of that sort, so rechoshes, maybe she won't be able to get a shivin akim without a kesem. So he has a takana, he has a etzah, that when the blood stops completely, let her do a tefsik tara, and then wait 3 days, and then let her count the shivin akim after 3 days, and then you could be makel in some, even the gimel rishonim of the shivin akim, because you already started what was already the hefsik, it was already after 3 days of the hefsik tara. So that's an etzah that he wants to say, the most interesting in that situation. Okay? To get out of that problem. Yeah, Yoni, go ahead. You had a question here before. Yes?
Two questions. One just about this Torah Shlomim.
One second. Just so I remember, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I wanted to just point out that Rabbi Kiva Eger here, there is a Rabbi Kiva Eger in Kuf, Sadi Vav, and Arsimin. I'm sorry, Yoni. Sifkon out, this is Leos Bodekis Lechachim Atzma V'chaluka. Just want you to point that out. You know, a lot of times we check, she always checks her herself, but she should check her chalukah too as well. You have to check the chalukah as well, Rabbi Kiveger points out. Sifkon off. Yes, go ahead, Yoni. I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead. I want to go back to whenever we were talking about the deal about Megad.
Yes. Are all the aids made of cotton? I was wondering that. So they probably are, right?
A lot of them are, and also I know an answer that a lot of Hasanim are given is that if your wife doesn't have a bedik cloth, then you can cut an undershirt. But that would mean it's definitely
Megad. It's definitely made of cotton, too, right?
Exactly. And I know I'm
yeah. I don't think people follow that, but it's a good diuk, I thought. No? You know, he doesn't say Megad by it. You see the diuk? In the Machab, he only says Begad Pishnim, and then he says O Bitsamer Geffen. He said Begad Pishnim Lovin O Bitsamer Geffen means a cotton ball. It's a cotton ball. Yeah, like on, and I forgot, thank you very much, Yon. I don't think that's necessarily possible, because we assume like that. But what I wanted to thank you for bringing this up as well. On Shabbos, though, if Shabbos is chal during the Shuvah Nikim, she should make sure she cuts it up. You know, the cotton before for Bediki, because otherwise, to cut to tear cotton is a malacha potzea. The Tshuva Sur Yaakov points us out. So we have to make sure that we do that. I forgot to mention it. Thank you, Yoni. I don't think we pass like that yet. But it's not a good idea because it causes irritation. Always make sure you have this, you know, you have it. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
She has a mak on the first 3 days. What about the Rama we're talking about, Ksamim? What about the Bedikas? I mean, should we told on a makah shem yitzia dam if it's when she does a Bedika, if there's blood on the
no,
Bedika?
No. No.
First 3 days.
Well, you got it? Yeah.
I mean, let's say she knows it's a makah yadu shem yitzia dam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In that case, I think it's only by a kesem. It's only by a kesem.
Only by a kesem.
Yeah, only by a kesem, for sure. Only by a kesem. But let's get to the Shlom Rishon, because my impression was, we'll see if we pass in any of those vestige of those 3 days. But let's continue where we left off yesterday, okay, with that Malbushe, with the Mil Tzedakah. Remember what we said yesterday from the Mil Tzedakah? The Mil Tzedakah, we said, gave two reasons. It was an interesting shayla he was asked, where a woman had a kesem during the Shiva Nikim, and she did another Hefsek Tara, and she started again, and her neighbors said that she didn't do the right thing, that she should have to do 5 and 7. And the woman was mafsik or shivanikin, but then it turned out that they made a mistake, and therefore you don't have to do 5 and 7, you can recount. So will those days count, even though she stopped counting? So one reason we said is that she cannot count those days because there's a proactive din that she's chayav this for on the yom nikin. She doesn't do it pepeh, then it's a problem. Halacha l'maaseh, she doesn't have to do it pepeh, but she has to what? She has to be, you know, it's part of the chelik of the din of what shiva nikin. The other is that just a practical, she's mesiach das, there might have been a blood flow. So we had two nafkaminas. One nafkamina was if she a woman is not able to count the days she was mesiach daita, but the days before the riyas kesem, is that good? So she counted 3 days, and then she was mesiach das, let's say 2 days. Could she count 4 more days and go to mikveh? Because noach reich, the shiva nikim after the ritzufim, you need 7 clean days. So he said, according to the second approach, no, because we're afraid of the blood flow. But according to, and she was mesiach das. Whereas according to the first approach, lamaisa, the bottom line is that it should be okay, and it wouldn't be a problem. So that was one nafkamina. We had another nafkamina was we said if she was mesiach das for only some of the day, and that she was able to count, let's say, you know, can't she count that day itself? So if you say like the first reason, yeah, I mean she was aware most of the day, so it's like it was Safur. But according to the second approach, that few hours that she was mesiach das could cause a problem. So we said halacha lemaisa, we said we go with the first svara. We go with the first svara, and therefore hasachas das is not so serious dominion. And a woman, the maisa, that was mesiach das for a few hours in the day, it's still fine, not a problem. So there's a lot of nafkaminas that would emerge from this Mil Tzedakah. Namely, if a woman thinks her husband is away for a long time, or she thought she was tameh, and she stopped counting, can she be mashing the days that she didn't count and use those? So let's say the husband comes back suddenly by surprise, or she turns out she made a mistake, she wasn't tameh. Is she allowed to what? To be tovah miyad and mashlim what? Mashlim those days or not? So halakha lemaisa, we would say what? We would say if she didn't count them at all, right? Ein hi rishayis litvo miyad, and she would have to make up the day shalom mansa that she didn't count ki yamim nikim. So even if you go like the first approach, but these weren't counted at all, lemaisa. So in such a situation, it would have a big nafkamina. And the truth of the matter is the Sidri Tara has a beautiful riot to this Mil Tzedakah. What's the riot? Sidri Tara, kuf sarivav sivkot yirches. We remember we said there was a machleis ravin or chaninin, right? What was the machleis ravin and chaninin? Where the bedikas yom rishon is enough. So, according to Rav, or let's say yom shvi levad is enough. Remember that? So what happens, Rav says if you do yom shvi alone with the bedikas, it's good. However, Rav is moted at the same time that if you do only 8th day, yom shmini, it's not good. You have to count. And again, what's the difference between the two cases? Why can't you just say, you know what? Let the Yom Shmini be good and count Yom Sheni as what? Count Yom Sheni as the first day. And then Yom Shmini will be the 7th day. So Elamudena must be, says the Sidri Tara, that the Kavana is Ma'akev in the process of the Sfira. since the woman, when she counted Yom Shemini, right, meant Yom Shemini. You can't just start finagling and say, oh, let the second day be the first day and the eighth day be the seventh day. And that's Lamaisa, most Gedul Achronim, Makabal, Lahalacha, the Divri Mil Tztaka. And they say that the Sfiris Yom Nikim needs a Makshava, and Hesachadas is Pogea Bo. And therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, a woman, whatever she has a Shaila, she should get in the habit of never being Mafsik, Lagami, or Sfira, even if she thinks it's Tomei, and she might have to recount. She should make it tonight and keep counting on the condition, maybe, that it's what? That it's okay. So this halacha, and that's a good chiluk, I thought, lamaisa, like this mil staka. Okay, halacha lamaisa. Okay. Also, we mentioned the Beis Yosef quotes the minig of wearing white. And let's quote it in the Beis Yosef Sifkat and Gimel. Os Gimel. Kosev Amordechai B'Shem HaRokeach, the Yom Sheposekis, Tivdok Atzma L'Erev, Tilbosh Chaluk Lovim. Shim Tira Oud, Shui Nikr B'Chaluka. See B'Chaluka, the B'Kivegin. U'Belaila Tassim Sadim Lavana B'Mitasa, O Nikim Niksamim. Mene Kosher Hu, Shishim Afsekis B'Tara Lirchot, Salubos Lavanim, Amen Mene Roketzis Alapanea Shalomat, Daye B'Kach. So the Ramah quoted this, we saw this in Siv Gimel. So that's a very important din, that the B'dika, she checks herself, Shivanakim, but it doesn't clearly show, you know, cover everything, and therefore she has to, you know, her upper part, let's say, therefore she has to wear big begadim levanim. So, halacha lemaisa, the Rosh in Perik Yud Simhei, and we point out there, B'kiveger says, Botkins es atzman es halukin b'chol yom. So it's not enough to check herself, she should check the begadim that she's wearing. As the Rabbi Kiveger says, and the Rosh said the same thing. The Chachmas Adam writes, as I said earlier, that if she's Pasha, well, love she'll be good to mom, it's Roy, the finer, but B'dieved, it's not Ma'akev. And if she checks Kiroi, and she doesn't wear a big Levanim, it's still good to count the Shivanakim. Now, nowadays, you know, people wear underwear, men and women, and they wear pajamas, and therefore, there's no requirement to check the outer begadim, but there is a requirement to check the begadim that are tzamut. And therefore, if a person, even though the lashon the Mordechai B'Shem HaRokeach is to wear white sheets, to use white sheets on your bed, if, let's say, you have no other sheets, and a person's wearing pajamas and, you know, undergarments, so lamaisa, if you have no other choice and you have colored sheets, so also that could be used during the Shivanakim, colored sheets, because again, you're wearing the pajamas and the underwear, so that would be okay. But again, it's not ideal. In a situation where there's a tzorach, it wouldn't be the, you could rely on the fact that that's not summon. You don't sleep without the begadim, lamaisin, you have underwear, pajamas. Now, when you say begadim levanim, it means lashon libun, clean. Levanim means white and clean. And therefore, it's usher to wear big ditzivonim at this time, because it's hard to see the blood. And the Torah Shlomim in Sifkot and Ches Kutzar Yvav says this is the minig. And the Taurus Abayas Rabavadi in Simon Yigimah Os Dalid, Siv Dalid, says Mutter Lobos big ditzivonim b'shas atzor. So Rabavadi is Mekel. But the minig pashas, both the Sephardim and Ashkenazim, to wear white underwear during the Shivanakim. Now, a woman that has a petza, that has a wound, also makom, she could wear big ditzivonim, and she should go to the doctor to try to what? To try to, you know, have the wound fixed in order that she can wear big ditzivonim. But a woman that sees ksamim when she has no wound, like a menekes, or a woman that's taking a birth control pill, she should not, you know, wear big ditzivonim, because the whole point of the Shivanakim is to create a certainty that there's no flow of blood. So she should dafka wear big ditzivonim to make sure there's no ksamim there, and she should, you know, make sure if she has to take care of any problem that comes up. Okay. Yes.
For the outer clothes today?
Yes.
Is there any reason they should be white also?
No.
They're like pajamas. We're mopping on the sheets. Why are we...
Yeah, so I think, you know, the ikar is the undergarments. I think the ikar is the undergarments. I don't think the pajamas have to be...
So why are we mopping on the sheets?
Because that's the marker, the Mordechai B'Shem, because also in your sleeping, I might come through, you know. I guess, I think the sheets is from the Lashon of the Mordechai B'Shem, okay, and there's more probability it's going to fall the blood on the sheet rather than on the pajamas. So I that's what I think.
Okay.
All right. Now, what happens if you go to... We discussed the cases in the mikveh about going to mikveh before the end of the Shiva Nakim. We discussed that case. I just want to point out example that Rosh Ariora gives, a woman that does the Hefsek Tahara on Sunday before Shkia. So when is she predicted to go to the mikveh? Next Monday night. Correct? So if she made a mistake and she went on Motzoi Shabbos to the mikveh, but they were not together. They were not together. The case of Shulchan Aruch that we gave is they were together. Then she waits the day that she's missing, and then she'll go to the mikveh Monday night. Okay? That's what I wanted to point out. If she does with her husband after the tefillah, then she's going to have to wait 3 full days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, till the time that she was Shim Shabbat. Then she's got to make up the day that she missed, and then she could have go to mikveh on Thursday night. But as I wanted to stress, a lot of women make a mistake and they count Hefsek Tahara as day one. That's incorrect, and we have to make sure we teach the women that not to make that mistake. Okay, let's get to now, and we'll finish up the siman, then we can start the next siman. What about Kliya B'Maka during the Shiva Nakim? So Jordan and Johnny were pointing out to me that it could be it's a Machlech Rashi Taisvus and Daf Samech by us in the Sechus Nidah. I was going to present to you a different Machlech Rashi Taisvus in Zvokhi. Okay? It depends on this Gemara between Rav Chista and Rav Ara Bar Ava, though. It depends on this Gemara of Rav Chista and Rav Ara Bar Ava and Daf Samech. The Gemara had a... I think it was Samech Amar Aleph, no?
Yeah.
The Gemara had a Kasha... Ravad asked Akashan of Chista. But what I want to point out is the note of Yuda has a Chiddush in the Madura Kaman Yordan Simen Memalfos. Hey, a woman's in the middle of her Shiva Nakim, she knows she has a wound, she has a Chabur, and it's causing blood to flow. Will this blood be mafsik to count the Shiva Nakim, or can we be told in and continue? We discussed about doing a Hefsek Tahara. I'm talking about during the Shiva Nakim, she has a wound. So the Note of says totally in a machlekes Rashi Taisus in Zvokim. Rashi in Zvokim and Choftesim and Avdi Maska Bazav says that a woman after Bedika of the Hefsek Tahara transforms herself and becomes a Cheskes Tahara. She has a Cheskes Tahara. She's a bit of a Chiddush light of what we said today with that Ramah with the 3 days. Maybe you need 3 days to solidify it, but Rashi says what he says. Taisus there in Dimaska the cave in small Taisus says that a woman is not becheskes tahara until she finishes the Shiva Nakim mamish. So Rashi's svara is pshuta. Once she does hefsek tahara, transforms, she has cheskes tahara. Tells you have to say the chiyuv svira of the Shiva Nakim is melamed us that there's a chash, you'll always see blood, and therefore she's chozer and cheskes tahara only after you completed those shivas yomim. So the note of Yehuda says like this: if you have a wound during the Shiva Nakim, it's totally in this machlekes Rashi Taisus. If you're like Rashi, she has a wound in the middle of the Shiva Nakim, but you already transformed Becheskes Tahara, then she's an Isha Becheskes Tahara. So just like she saw a Kesem when she was Tahara, she could be told it was a Makkah, so too who did not be here. But if you Taisus, that Taisus you don't establish the Becheskes Tahara until the end of the week, and you have a suffix with the Makor of the Dam, and she's still stelling on the Becheskes Tuma, then forget about it, Lamaisa, you would not be able to what? You would not be able to be toila that it was a wound. Only when she's in Yimei Tahara, she already has a firm established Cheskes Tahara, then she has a kesem, and she has a wound, you can be toila b'makom. But not in this case. So how do we paskin? So the Sefer Kufi Alokis, the Kufi Zayin Sitkot and Hay, says the Maskon of Rov Achronim is that Gamla Das Taisvis, she has a Cheskes Tahara, but she was Yom Menachim. That's what he wants to tiny. Even according to Taisus, I don't know how that's so, that the woman does establish a Cheskes Tahara with the Hefsek Tahara, and therefore she can be told the Makkah if she finds in these days. And Lamaisa, as we pointed out the Ramah, that we saw today, it depends in the first 3 days, if you know there's blood that's coming from the wound, you could be toiled. And if you don't know, then you couldn't be told in the first 3 days. So as I said, the Chassam Sofer in Yordei Simekuf Samechei says, where did the Ramah get this between the 3 days? We don't find this at all, Lamais, in the Rishonim. And the Darkei Tshuva says, Kuf Tzadi Vav Sifkat 9a. This is one of the Chumas Achroinim, which is not Medina de Gemara. The Rishonim never made such a distinction. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention the distinction. And even the Ramah doesn't fully quote it, you know, neatly. Quotes it neatly, but it's not as sharp, because he's Machmer on the first 3 days by a Makkah that's not yet due in Motziyadam. Only in Motziyadam is the Ramah Mekum. And the Shach, as we said, says, Kam Yigim, or Rubin Shir, Scholik in the Ramah, and he says, you're Machmer in the first 3 days, even the Ptsoim Shiyadua Shemotzim Dam. So, Lahalacha, he points out here in the Shari Ora, Svardim are Makel to be Tulan Amak even the first 3 days. And the Shevet Alevi says that Rov Achronim Ashkenazim hold like the Ramah. He can only be Makel the first 3 days if the Makel you know for sure is Motzi Adam. That's what he wants to say. The Kesem is less than the Gris also will not be Matame, as we said in the Ramah, even all 3 days. But a woman that Lamaisa has no petzim in Mekairah and finds a kesem in Shloshim Yom Rishonim, he says you should be Machmer. He says you should be Machmer Lamaisa. She finds a kesem, you don't know there's a wound, you should be Machmer and Lisoysa the Yom Nekim. And according to the Ramah, Lamaisa, the only thing you could be Mekel by Ksomim is a Maka Yadua in these 3 days. Whereas according to the Mechaber, the Mechaber holds all the Shiva Shom in Yikir Nitin Lahakal Kol Kesem. If you can do it, Lamais, in any manner, like it would be Meitara. So the last 4 days, the Ramah would be Meikolan, Lamais, but the first three not. So it's interesting. We should point out the Dog and Revolver here. Simikuf Tzad Evolv, Sifkot and Yud. He says that if you are, the Din of Shloshim Yom Rishon is Noeg, if the woman was Batame Michelle Dam Vesta. If she was counter Shiva Nakin, and then she finds a kesem or a drop of dam bibidikit, then he says you have to recount it, Lamaisa, so you're starting to recount. And if she checked herself, and Lamaisa, if she's restarting the Shiva Nakin, then there's no chumra of the three three of the seven. It's only from the original one. So a woman that was let's say a woman that was mafsik her blood, bleeding after 2 days, she doesn't start counting after 3 days. We said, remember, Lamaisa, you could be Mekel. If she saw her kesem biyom, the clean day, Yom Rishon, you could be Mekel and say, well, that's like the latter 4 days. We mentioned that Eitzah, from, who was the Eitzah from? One of the
Gedolim
was Tor Shlomo. So that's exactly what he's saying here. I mean, as far as I know, when you have the three, when you have the kesem lamaisa, I don't know lamaisa. I'm not aware of the asker. Maybe I've been wrong, but is that the asker is the first 3 days? It's less than a gris, right? It's less than a gris lamaisa. Then he said it was okay anyway within the first 3 days, right? If it's not the color, then it's not a problem. So does it ever come up?
No.
That's what I'm saying. It never comes up, no?
It only comes up if she says, like, I'm feeling pains. So I think it's from a maka.
Maka, that's where it's going to come up. Otherwise, Johnny's right. It's not a practical, when does it ever come up? Either the color is okay, or it's less than a gris, which is okay anyway, he said to Ramon. And what Johnny's saying, well, if you have a maka, well then, is what the pilbo. You have to go to Bodekas. If it's Motziya Dam, then you can be toilet. If it's not Motziya Dam, then you can't be toilet. So I think that's the only only situation where it's going to come up. But it's a Mishnah in Zavin. I looked it up yesterday. The Gaon wants to sit Medaye because you need 3 days to establish the Chazaka. That was the Svar, the Shakari, we said that earlier. It's not enough to consider that it's Mayan Sosa with just that Sektara. Okay. All right. Very good. Yes, Jordan, what do you say?
There's one other. Yeah. Ray pointed out that the Novi Yehuda, the Machlokas Rashi and Taisus and Zvachim.
Yes.
So
you wanted to say the Machlokas Rashi, Taisus, and Nida according to Rav Chista, no? Or Avada Barava, no?
Well, that wasn't about Machlokas being stolen
or not. No, the question is about the Shez.
No, that was about what she has a Cheskas Tara, I'm saying.
That is the question.
I'm saying the Machlokas Rashi, Taisus, and Zvachim. You said it's the Machlokas Rashi, Taisus, and Nida.
The Shari Yora yesterday,
yes.
One of the Taino, that the Machlokas Tenoim and Samacheskin Bezos in Rekiva and Relezer was totally on whether a Cheskas Vayir Cheses Tara Cheses Tamei. So the Maisa we passed on Rabbi Lezer, so everyone told him just a Cheses Tara during each Shiva's Minikim. So I'm just saying that it's somewhere in this line of thought.
I mean, the basis of the psak of Rabbi Lezer is that she establishes a Cheskes Tara, you're saying.
A Cheskes Tara,
Cheskes
Mayan
Assassin. Cheskes
Tisa,
I mean, yesterday was Cheskes Tara.
Uh-huh. So you're saying that
I'm just
once you establish that, how's it hard? It's hard to... Well, we said at the end of the day that Rove,
right,
we said
right.
The Sefer Kufi Halachas, they even according to Tois, it's Cheskes Tara.
Maybe it's based on that. Maybe if we
maybe it's based on that, what you're saying. Now, you're saying that the note of Yehuda, maybe he didn't learn that was the Machleis Tanoim, maybe had a different Hezra.
Yeah.
Okay, but maybe that works well with what we're saying, Gufa Alokas. Okay, good. Saying good.
I thought that
yes. The
Maskana of the Gemara and Samechesim Rebbeis is Meduyuk, like those who go against the note of Yehuda.
Why is that?
If you look, the first mission on the page.
Yeah.
Before the next
real
mission.
Real quick, Gavin, yeah.
I think there's a Diyuk that I showed Rebbe and Seder that,
what you showed me when you were doing the Gemara?
Yeah, the Gemara seems to come out that during Shiva Nakina she stole Cheskes Tara.
Oh, okay, you showed it to me.
Yeah.
You showed it to me when you were learning that a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so good. So Avram's saying there's a Cheskes Tara as well. So that goes well with what Jordan's saying.
But the Piskei Tshuva and Kof Pei Zayin brings like Harba Achronim comes out very stark against Nadi Bihuda. It sounds like
that she's Becheskes Tumah. We said
Cheskes Tara.
Well, the Nodi Bihuda say it's a Machleish Rashi Taisus, but we're saying at the end of the day, everyone holds it's a Cheskes Tara.
Yeah.
That's what Jordan's saying, where Rebbe Lozer, the basis of Rebbe Lozer is like that.
And the Piskei
Tshuva. And you're being Mechazik, that was saying that's from the Gemara.
The Piskei Tshuva brings down the Nodi Bihuda as she is a Cheskes Tumah. And then he.
He says that's a Machleish Rashi Taisus. Okay.
He says Allah Lamaisi comes out like it's like Taisus.
Uh-huh.
The way
Piskei
Tshuva brings it, Kuf Bezayim.
What's Sifkot in there in the Piskei Tshuva?
I have to look.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. All right, very good. I'll just have to see. Okay. All right, let's go now with the next siman. We got to start the next siman. Kuf Tzadi Zayin. We got to try to move. So we got to try to finish it off by next week. Okay? In order for a woman to get to Torah, she's of course got to go to the mikveh. Ein nidav azava yoledes olus mitumas b'lo tefila. Shafil achar kama shonim chayav karis kafir avol oxman elim ken tov l'karoi b'mikvah aroi. Okay, so tefillah's need is not written beforeish in the Torah. Poskim deal with how do you know tefillah's need is min haTorah? So Rabbi Yehudoi Gaon says it's a kavachomer from Maga, Shaton tefillah. Shnemar av anogeb min mishkava yurchatz b'mayim imkein kol shekein shi atzma chayavis lipo. That's the pshat of Rabbi Yehudoi Gaon. Rabbi Yehudoi Gaon learns it out from the Gemara of Odezor Davayin Hei, leaning Klim Edyon, from the Pozik, Ach Nei Nidi Yischata, Mayim Shen Nidi Tovelas Behem, Kamehim Arboim Saw. Rabbein Yitzchok learns it out, the Gemara says, In Shabbos, Shivas Yom Timi Dosa, Tamalun Tevin Yidosa, Ach Shetavo B'mayim. So Toysis has in Yvomus Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, that Drosha, okay? And the Smag says, Mikam Latilis Nidim in HaTorah, Allah Lamaisa, the Lechem Simla says, Rachatsu B'mayim, Tzabinna, V'chol Tomei, Sheninit B'tumas HaChi Yitpol. So it's an interesting din, they actually find a marker, the Rishonim grasping to find a marker. But I want to start now with this man at Tfilah. So, Lamaisa, the Gemara has a Naman of an Aleph, Shmamina, Tfilah B'zman HaMitzvah, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudoy, Lohar Mina Tfilah B'zman HaMitzvah. So it's a machlokes tanoim. The Tanakam and Rabbi Yosef rebuked it. According to the Tanakam, the Chachamim, a woman is chayv to be tov miyad when she has the ability to do it. At the end of the Shiva Nakim, it's also for her to push it off. According to the Chachamim, tefillah b'zman is an independent mitzvah, not told in any factors at all. I don't care if the husband's out of town; makes no difference. And therefore, if a woman's mesupik, whether she's allowed to go to mikveh, she should go. Safik derais l'chumra, it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah derais l'chumra. And Afabi Shishishtar, Tuma Misafik, doesn't make a difference. Even though she might remain a Tuma Misafik after the Tfilah, she should still go. Okay? That's the Poshup Shat, Lamaisa. However, there's a major Machlej Shishonim had a Pasim. Tyson Yuma, on Chesim and Avdim Maskel, the Kuliyama quotes a Machlej Shishonim. The Rabbein Achanano Paskins, Tfilah Bizman and Mitzvah. The Rabbein Atam Paskins, Tfilah Bizman and Ain and Mitzvah. and the Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya to his shita that tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah from the following. Midiraisa, we know, anid is tahir after shiva yomim. She's not skooka to wait shiva nikim. However, kayom, because of Reb Zeira, we do 5 and 7. So that forces a scenario that anid is never tovah b'zman, that she's supposed to midiraisa. Mikan says Rabbeinu Tam that tefillah b'zman is not a mitzvah, and therefore a woman is not tovel b'zman shabohi niteres midiraisa. Okay, so that's Rabbeinu Tam's raya that tefillah b'zman is in a mitzvah. Fine. The Beis Yosef in Oz Beis quotes the Lashon HaTur as mochiach from the Lashon HaTur in the Rishonim shegam lefi the day that tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. It doesn't mean that it's a real mitzvah to go on that day. It's not a mitzvah to toll on a certain date. It's the nature of the din is that it's a mitzvah to be toll when you can be tolerable. And you shouldn't push it off and procrastinate for nothing. Therefore, even la halacha, that we are machmir, we push off the Tower of an issue because of the chumrah of zera and the shash of pleitah shikh lezera, but ladas Rabbeinu Chananel, who was of the opinion that tefillah b'zman is considered to be a mitzvah, it's considered to be a mitzvah because she's chayv l'maher v'litbol when she can do it. And therefore, that's what the tefillah b'zman and mitzvah meant. When she can do it. Doesn't have to be an exact date. But Rabbeinu Tam was assuming the ultimate one is an exact date, and therefore he asks on it. But says the Beis Yosef l'maisa, it means when you can do it. And therefore he brings, the Beis Yosef quotes one of the hanhagas of one of the Gaonim, Reb Shimon ben Reb Shimon, who was the brother-in-law of the Smag, Shayamanig lebito litbo af b'chayr b'zmana af b'shin bay lebeir. He would tell his daughter to go to mikveh, even though her husband was not what? To go b'zman, even though her husband was not in the city. So la'alocha, the Beis Yosef says, sugin da'alme, keman number tefillah b'zman ain a mitzvah. Tefillah is not shara. Ain lecha isha tovelos k'shein bay lebeir. We don't find that. We don't do that. Himzos. Lomaisa has a lot of nafkamines, which we're going to see. So, basically, to summarize that, is that the Rabbeinu Tam understood tefillah b'zman mitzvah was a formal, it had to be exactly that day, therefore he asks on it, and it cannot be, and therefore we hold tefillah b'zman ain mitzvah. But the Beis Yosef had a different pshat, tefillah b'zman mitzvah, Rabbeinu Chananel, is when you can do it, you can do it, Lomaisa. And to the degree that even if one's husband is not around, we would say tefillah b'zman mitzvah, go ahead and do it. But since Hayos, we pass tefillah b'zman ain mitzvah, Pashas, when he's not in town, there's no chiyuv to go to mikveh. Okay. Now, if you assume that the Rabbi Yosef paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam, the tefillah b'zman ain't a mitzvah. However, l'maisa, it's a very bad thing to procrastinate for no reason. Beis Yosef knows beis, let's read the lashon. Mikol makom, nira, shim ba'al abir mitzvah litbol b'zmana. Shari mitzinu b'Yoshua. And Yeshua was punished, Rachman al Tzan, because Vavata Kli Yisrael Privy one night. She's doing it to, pain her husband. The woman just delaying on purpose. Aveira hi biyoda. The custom is safer as Zohar. Binin Sodo Sahu Saba. Whatever that is, the Sodo Sahu Saba. Sheisha Shosakin Goremis Kama Raos Ba'olam. Woman that does this. It's causing many evils in the world. Bar, except ihu lo chayish lo ashkach ledin. I think that means, with the exception of Bar, if he doesn't care and he doesn't mind at all. I think that's what that means. Okay, I think so. Bar ihu lo chayish lo ashkach ledin. He won't take it to din tayir. I guess. I guess if he doesn't care, if he's Michael. So says the Mechaber Tziv Beis. Im bayla v'ir. Mitzvah litbol bizmana shalavatil privi rivia filu laila achas. And that's why I said. Remember, I said earlier in the summer that if it's a very hard for the woman to get out, right, Friday night. I always said if they're not trying to have children. Remember, I said that, right? They're not trying to have children. They're trying to have children, and it's an issue of then you can't. You got to do it. But lamais that so lamaskana. It's never allowed to push off the tefillah. We should always do it at the end of the Shuv Nikim in order to fulfill the sheet that holds tefillah b'zman a mitzvah l'maisa, according to the Beis Yosef. Even though we pass like Rabbeinu Tam that tefillah b'zman is in a mitzvah, but l'maisa, There's no chiv gemura, but it's on hagan the chayne. And therefore, you know, you should ask a shayla if you have to push it off a maisa, and it should be done benachas. Like I said, going to the mikveh shouldn't be, you know, pressing, but it should be obviously communicated between the couple to make sure that, you know, this is a good thing for them to push it off. He quotes an example of the Shariyor. You have a young couple that's by the parents, or they're away for Shabbos at someone else's house, and going to the mikveh is going to cause a, you know, unpleasantness. Should allow to push it off. Or let's say one of the husband or wife is not well or tired, and it'll be a tircha gedoyla. So can you push it off or not with the heskim of both stodim? But it's interesting. No, he points out a very interesting har. I thought that a couple that knows mirosh that she's not going to be able to tovel on a certain day, it's better to push off the hefsek tara on a certain day, because you want to be able to create a scenario that the hefsek tara will end, and then you could go to mikveh. So if you know there's a certain day, try to, like, you know, calibrate it that you'll be able to go to the shiv and the keen and go to the mikveh. If you know there's a certain day on the calendar, somehow you can't go to the, she won't be able to go to the mikveh on that day. Halacha l'maisa. Okay, but just stop, push it off for no reason. It's incorrect, and it has to, you know, you have to treat it as a serious situation. Yes, go ahead.
Rabbi said before that in his Hezber of the Beit Yosef,
yeah,
the reason the Beit Yosef said it's not a mitzvah, like, to the extent that she should go when she's capable of going,
right,
was because he's being machmir for Rabbeinu Hanana when she can't.
So I'm saying, I just wanted to make it clear, the nafkamina would be between the two is whether if the Baal is not Be'er, would she go? If Yoltil was not a mitzvah, then she would go. If Yoltil was not a mitzvah, then she doesn't have to go, which we're going to get to now. But he's trying to say that you should, even if Yoltil was not a mitzvah, there's an Indian lechachila to try to fulfill the shita of Rabbeinu Hanan.
Is that the reason why, or is it because he's the Mechaber said...
Or because of Rabbeinu Tam, when he holds figures on any mitzvah, it's, you know, it's not that it's totally not a mitzvah at all. It's, you know, it's a mitzvah to try to, you know, be mizaris about it. But then you'll say to me, what's the difference between the two shittas? I'm telling you, the nafkamina would be if she's not ain't a bialah here.
But I'm not asking that. I'm asking.
What are you asking, real quick?
I'm asking about Puru Avu. The Mechaber says the reason she should go is because of Puru Avu, right? So lo mevatel Puru Avu.
You shouldn't push it off. Correct. You shouldn't push it off.
That's the mitzvah, perhaps.
That was just to include for being tam.
No, this din, in Bailabir mitzvah lipo bismana, shulavata perriva filalax, the machabr, the beisyos, holds like rabbin tam. Tfilu bismana is not a mitzvah. So you would think you could push it off. You can't. That's what the machabr is trying to say. Because there's an added role, added element of peruvu.
Right, but it's not because we're being machmir for rabbinu chana. Right?
No, I mean, you're right, not because of, but that's an added reason, Lomaisa. I mean, you want to also do that, you're going to get in Rabbeinu Hanan too as well, but he's talking within the scheme of Rabbeinu Tam, correct. Okay, let's just close with the following. What's the din talk if he's out of town? What do we do practically? Okay? So, Poshup Shad is, it should be totally in the Machlekes Tanoim, right? And, What we assume is that tefillah bizman is not a mitzvah, and therefore, as I said, she's not mechuyev to go to mikveh. The husband's not around. However, the Shavuos Yaakov says if the husband's not around, it's a chelik gimel simenai and zayin. If the husband is not around, it's adith she should not be tovel bizmana because there's a sakana bedover. Whatever that means, al pi kabbalah. Okay, it means al pi kabbalah is a sakana bedover for her go to mikveh if he's not around. So not only are we saying that tefillah bizman is not a mitzvah, you don't have to, but maybe you really shouldn't. And the bir heitev in Simi Kuf Pei Dal Tzivkan Ted Zayin is not chayshish with the sakana. And he says, even if there is a slight possibility that the husband might return, she should be told bizmana. And even if the woman... if the woman is 100% sure the husband will not be able to get back in time, then he says it's considered to be adiv, it's better that she's dochel the tefillah, but only if she's 100% sure that she'll be able to go to the mikveh when her husband returns. If she's unsure whether she'll go to the mikveh for whatever reason, then she should go now. Okay, so you see that, la halacha, we hold tefillah is not a mitzvah, she's not mechuyev to go when he's not here. And we said maybe there's a possibility to say it's really wrong for her to go. The Heretim quotes Kudolei Achronim that argue on that and say it's not really wrong. And if there's a slight possibility that he might come back, she should go. And if she is pushing it off, make sure she'll be able to go when he comes back. Now, let's say for medical reasons, a woman can't go to mikveh. Cannot be with her husband for medical reasons. Should she still go to mikveh? She won't be able to be with her husband that night. So, halacha l'maisa, she should go to mikveh because at least matters her other, you know, kirvas and the harchakas, and there's no chiyuv, but it's a ratsui that she should go to mikveh in such a scenario. Okay, that take care of the problems of, you know, kirva, israchtus, and that l'maisa also might be echoes of what we're saying, that tefillah bizmana l'maisa, that also might be echoes of what we're saying, that tefillah bizmana would be considered to be what? Considered ain't a mitzvah, but l'maisa, you know, you try to get it done to the best of your ability, you know, if you can. And also, like we said about the Puruvu, as you pointed out, also Jeremy. Okay, good. So we'll stop here. Continue tomorrow. We got a lot to do. Jordan's going to give a couple more. And...